the 2004 host of the Chappelle Show Racial Draft. He's done a few things since then. He's going to be at the Park at Monte Carlo. Not Monte Carlo anymore. The Park Theater at Park MGM this Saturday, 9 o'clock. The one and only Bill Burr. Bill, thanks for giving us a few minutes. How you doing?
What's going on? The Monte Carlo's not the Monte Carlo anymore?
No. They switched it over. MGM made it. It's called the Park now. So they did a bit of a remodel, okay. Put some new things in. Yeah, you're coming to still the same Monte Carlo, but with some upgrades. So, glad I could break that news for you. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad you told me that because I'd be like driving around the strip going, where the hell's the Monte Carlo?
Telling people to
it
come.
It was right there.
Telling people to come get their comps at the Monte Carlo. Might confuse a few people.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to think of the last time you were in Vegas. I don't think, maybe you can correct me. I don't think we had a hockey team yet. And you, being from, for those that don't know, Bill, huge.
No, you did.
Okay.
You did.
We did.
Yeah, you don't want to know the last time I was there, something really bad happened the next day. You know what I mean?
Was that?
The big shooting there.
Oh, okay.
So I was there the day before that, so I didn't want to bring that up. But, yeah, that's what happened the next day.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, no, I was actually, I went to a preseason.
And with that sunshine event, I got a comedy show at the former Monte Carlo.
Yeah, well, no easy way to segue into that. So, you're a big Boston fan, right? You're a big Bruins fan. I'm assuming you paid attention, at least on some level, to what the Knights did this year. Were you for it?
No, I was actually going to go to the game when the Bruins came to town. You guys played them in October of last year, but I ended up booking an acting gig, so I couldn't go. I definitely paid attention. I love how your coach told all the players at the beginning of the year, saying you guys are all in this locker room for one reason. Nobody on the, you know, these other teams thought you were worthy of being protected.
Right.
And I just felt like, I mean, that just sounds like the beginning of a great Hollywood movie. And they all just solidified. And the finals was tough for me because I loved the Vegas story. But I also had a buddy of mine who was a long-suffering Capitals fan. So I knew secretly I was going to be happy either way. But I also, you know, seeing Ovechkin finally win one was, and how much he cared, because, you know, there's a stereotype out there that the Russian players, the Stanley Cup doesn't mean anything, mm-hmm. and they just come over here and get the money and go back, like that guy from the Devils did.
Kovalchuk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... it was incredible. But I'm actually really excited for the NHL because after so many times making missteps or being ahead of the game where they had the graphics on the screen and everybody made fun of them, you know, was going behind the puck. And now you look at the NFL, it's like magic marker all over the screen. Baseball has the strike zone, all of that stuff. I mean, the NHL did that first. They were just ahead of their time and they got skewered for it. But and then watching them put, you know, teams in cities that they probably shouldn't have gone to watch them strike gold in Nashville and now in Vegas. And I think Seattle, they're going to go 3-for-3. I think that's going to be a rabid fan base up there. And I think the NHL is on a big upswing.
You know, I completely agree, Bill. And you look at Seattle, I think, you know, one of those things that Vegas got, I think, lambasted through and dragged through the mud, especially as they continued to win and, you know, away fans got more jealous. They were gifted a Stanley Cup team. They were gifted a playoff team. You know, they had favorable rules. Okay, we'll see. Let's see how Seattle does. I have a hard time believing that Seattle's going to be able to replicate in any way, shape, or form what Las Vegas did this season.
I mean, it was pretty. It was well. Now, when does Seattle come out? Next year or 2020?
2020, I believe.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I don't know. They're going to. The odds that they're going to draft or get a same group of people like that that are going to come together is pretty that is pretty slim. But I think their fan base alone will probably get them an extra 10 wins a year. I mean, those people are nuts up there, so nuts in a good way. So we'll see.
Here with Bill Burr is going to be out at the Park Theater at Park MGM this Saturday at 9 o'clock. Also the host of the Monday Morning Podcast. And you got your renewed for the third season of F is for Family on Netflix. Congrats on that. That's pretty good news, right? Netflix,
yeah,
it kind of feels like they're changing the game.
Netflix. Oh yeah, you're gonna go out on a limb there. Say that they're in every country except China.
Hot take.
Yeah, I think they're kind of changing the game. Call me crazy. When you wire the globe, you might have an inside track. So they're definitely changing the game, and they were nice enough to give us another season, and that's going to be coming out sometime, possibly late November, early December. They haven't given us a date yet, so we shall see. We'll see what happens, but I think this is going to be our best season.
Is that a hot take? Is you just putting it out there in the universe?
No, I've just been in the edit bay, and I'm like, this is the funniest we've been. So hopefully people will think that.
That's awesome.
I don't think I've been funny yet in this interview. I've just been giving you information. For all your people out there, Nashville has a team, Vegas has a team, and Seattle has a team. Please come see me at the comedy show.
Well, it is live, but you said you weren't funny up until now. Now it's funny, so there you go.
There you go. Yeah. It's unreal that I curse even when I'm trying, like, not even trying to.
Team Vegas is also getting a football team in 2020. The loss
that is going to be a juggernaut, even if the Raiders suck, which they're not going, even if they suck, every mouth breathing moron like me, anytime their team is playing in Vegas, you're gonna go. Cleveland Brown fans will go to Vegas to watch their team get their butts kicked by the Raiders just to go to Vegas. That's going to be the destination of every unhappily married man, any functional alcoholic. They're going to sell so many tickets, it's going to be insane, and it is inevitable that a baseball and a basketball team are going to go there. I don't know how those teams are going to do, but I feel that... plus, the Raiders were in Oakland, then they were in L.A., back to Oakland, now they're going to Vegas. If you draw that on a map, that's a triangle of psycho Raider fans that are all going to form there in Vegas. It's going to be crazy.
Well, you think about, you mentioned the fans that we already have, right? You mentioned the culture of Vegas. It's going to be this open-air tailgate. It's going to be close to the Strip. And Bill, I don't know if you heard, we have legal weed now, so you can throw that into the party as well.
Well, you're probably going to need that. You'll probably stop, you know... Raider fans, because I don't think they're going to appreciate the amount of opposing jerseys that they're going to see, which, by the way, I don't understand why anybody does that. Why you wear the opposing team's jersey, you know, in a stadium of tens of thousands of people. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, nothing good. It happened a lot with the Knights.
Nothing good, especially on the West Coast. Everybody talks about how Philly fans are crazy, blah, blah. The West Coast is a whole other level. You'll lose your life.
No, that happened a lot.
Bill Burr at the comedy club.
No, that actually happened a lot, Bill, with the Knights, because you had obviously just straight up hockey fans that wanted to come in. They didn't have an allegiance to the Vegas team. Now, it started to change over the season, but I feel like people got the message pretty early on that that wasn't going to be tolerated, even in a new squad like Vegas. I can't imagine what it's going to be like for the Raiders. Because people are going to be trying to do that.
If I went to the Bruins Knights game, I would have walked in plain clothes. And I would have respectfully cheered on for the Bruins because I like them and I also respect my own mortality. People who go in there wearing other jerseys and stand up and applaud, it's just like you're being an a-hole and you're asking for it. In a perfect world, you could do that, but it is not a perfect world.
Bill, who do you think has the worst fans in the country? What city?
It's not a city. It's a state. California. California, they're animals. like somebody got shot at a preseason Raiders 49ers game.
Yeah.
Shot at a preseason game. And I think that's why Philly gets so much crap, because their stories are funny. Oh, they threw stuff at Santa Claus.
Right.
They dumped a beer in a guy's head. Like, people die. You know? Remember that dad who wore the Giants jerseys with his kid? They stomped on his head till he had brain damage and then he died? I mean, yeah, I would say, yeah, California. Easily. I would say when you kill somebody, I would say at that point you get the title. as worst fans. I mean, you know, you'll get heckled in other places. They'll throw a beer at you, but you don't die. You don't walk out with brain damage. And it's something that, you know, the leagues really try to ignore because it is ugly, but it's something that happens.
Yeah, you know, Bill, speaks. nice cackle there. Nice cackle there at the end.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean,
you're like, right. For sure.
The first time I went, I actually wore a Red Sox hat to an Angels game. I thought I was going to get stabbed because the Red Sox started coming back, and I was actually at one point praying they were going to lose to tone down these people's anger. I think I left early. I mean, they're animals. Not all of them. There's just enough of them.
See, I'm glad you broke the mold there, because the Northeast markets get the bad rap. Philly, like you said, New York, and Boston.
We're the best at talking trash.
Yeah. Well,
Best at talking trash, but, like, if you're thinking about, you know, a final solution and you just don't have the courage to do it to yourself, wear an opposing jersey at a game in California.
2018.
Sit in the upper deck.
Sure.
Sit in the upper deck. That's right. And you will have your assisted suicide.
Sure. Get your ass kicked and thrown over the
that's
edge.
That's right.
What'd you on the subject of Northeast fans? What do you think of the reaction? I'm sure you saw this on WEI, the radio host who called Tom Brady's little girl a pissant.
Oh, that was a while ago. I don't know. That just seemed like somebody was trying to get ratings, and then they went too far. You know, because you know that guy, if he ever actually saw Tom Brady, he'd probably faint. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, he's so beautiful. But you get on the radio, you know, maybe the station manager is giving you a rough time. The numbers are down, and you feel like you got to say something crazy. Because what sort of an adult does that? Who goes after somebody's kid?
I do.
All of us.
I'm a child. That's we discuss what's off limits. Like, how young, if you're going to go after a kid for being annoying, what's the limit?
Why would you do that? I would say that, yeah, I don't know.
Because I'm a mean bastard and I don't have kids and I don't like kids. So that's...
Well, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't mean you have to attack them on the radio. But you can. It's your show. Good luck to you.
I know, right? It's working out well. I'm in the big time in Vegas, right?
Did you support that guy doing that?
Do I support Alex Reimer of WEI doing that? Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Yeah. I'm not a big language violation guy, so if I start setting rules for everyone else, then obviously it's going to come back on me.
No, I'm not saying you should get fired over it.
Yeah.
I just said, you know, it wasn't something I was going to do. But I would say if he got fired over that, then he wasn't bringing them in enough money. Because if he was bringing them in enough money, they would have done some sort of BS suspension. You know, hey, take a couple of days, we'll let it cool off. Let somebody else say something dumb on the morning zoo, and then, you know, we'll bring you back. You know, and that'll be it. But, you know.
Brady's happy again. He went back on the station. So he boycotted him for a little bit, and now he's back. So it's all good.
As he should have.
Hey, they're your kids. If you want to push back, push back.
Yeah, well, I understand. You know, I actually appreciate the fact that you don't like kids and you don't want to have any. The world's overpopulated. Thank God you didn't give in to the pressure that some people do, because then they have them and they don't really want them, and then they don't raise them, and then they go to school with your kid.
Yep.
And then you got to deal with this, like, whatever the hell that is. Sort of wolf kid.
Speaking of kids, man, you just had a new kid. I mean, relatively new. You got a new wife. You got a new kid. I'm kind of curious.
I got it used. I'm leasing a kid.
He's going back. It's a 3-year deal,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious.
Unrestricted free agent. We picked her up to help us after the All-Star break.
So how's that been working out? How's that late edition pickup work out for you?
It's one of the few things in life that has lived up to the hype.
Good, man.
It is as awesome as everybody says. I love it. I love being at that.
So how does your trips to Vegas change now that you've got a kid? I mean, you're coming here, you're doing stand-up, I would imagine. I mean,
no,
I
more never... hookers and blow, dude.
Or are you just more discreet about it?
I was never that guy.
Yeah.
I was never that guy. I never was a prostitute, eight ball. Hey, man, this stays with us. All right, guys?
Sure, we'll never, right? we'll never mention it. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not saying that to you. I'm talking, I'm like, that's what you say to your guys when you go to leave Vegas.
Right.
I never did that stuff.
So you never had like a one crazy night in Vegas that just, you know, wrecked you for a year?
I never went to Vegas unless I was working there.
Oh, okay.
So I would work, and then afterwards I would go out with the other comic, and we would drink beers at O'Shea's, and we would talk comedy. That's what I would do. Like, I never did the whole, you know, there's the seedy underbelly if you want to visit it. I was just more disappointed I couldn't get a steak for like $3 like they said for so long, you know?
Yeah, those days are over.
Oh, yeah, they've been over. I missed it when I came out there in the late 90s and the dealers were like, you missed it. It's over.
All right, so before we get on out of here, big Boston fan. We know this about you, Bill. Obviously, your Red Sox, we could talk about them in the future. They're obviously leading Major League Baseball and doing incredible things. They look to be in a good spot. Obviously, the Patriots, the dynasty that they are. I remember a time when Boston was terrible. I'm sure you remember a time when Boston was terrible.
I lived it.
Right?
I lived through all of that.
So I guess my question to you now is like, do you even care? I mean, you've won so many championships. Wasn't it more fun being the tortured soul, chasing the rings rather than having them all?
That was probably one of the dumbest questions anybody's ever asked me.
That's what I specialize in.
Didn't you enjoy, like, almost drowning in the ocean more so than when the Coast Guard picked you up and gave you that warm blanket? Wasn't it more exciting if the sharks were circling you? I mean, I don't even know how to even answer that. I will tell you, everybody's freaking out about the Red Sox, but, like, you know, I regular season stats are so overrated. They're so overrated because you beat on a bunch of teams that you're not going to see in October. You know what I mean? It's like, you see these quarters. He threw for 500 yards in November. Yeah, against a team that's not going to be playing in January. So you can really inflate your stats. I know we swept the Yankees, but who cares, because there's the wild card, because the MLB can't make enough money, so there's 90 rounds of the playoffs now. So now sweeping the Yankees in August doesn't mean anything. You're not putting them out of their misery. They're going to be 0-0. We're going to be 0-0. You know, we got our 1-2 are good, but our number 3 pitcher is erratic. And I don't know. Last I looked, Houston was the defending champions. And Terry Francona is the best manager, as far as working with what he has, the best manager in baseball. So we shall see. But I'm not going to be one of these people that's like, you know, they won 120 games. What happened in October? You know, we just, you know, we're racking up stats against the Orioles.
Well, I'm a White Sox fan, so you're welcome for Chris Sale. I'm still sore about that.
Oh, I thought we got him from Toronto.
No. No, might as well have been Toronto.
Oh. The White Sox. Oh, yeah.
The feeder programs in Chicago and Toronto.
Same thing. It's
yeah, but
thing.
Chicago's like, you know, if they don't win, then the Cubs win, and then everybody's happy. You got two teams. You're like rich kids out there.
Well, you're not wrong. At least one of them is. All right, Bill. Saturday night, 9 p.m., The park
you
MGM. Don't
talk to you about that, Chris Sale.
We appreciate
it,
man.
You got money, man? You guys are huge. Your city's huge.
Yeah, well, I guess it was building for the future. You shipped over Moncada. We shipped you Sale. One of those has worked out. One of them we're kind of waiting on.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, there's always tomorrow.
No.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Rebuild Comiskey and sign Lamar Hoyt.
I now feel
and
better.
Carlton Fisk. Hey, we gave you Carlton Fisk a long time ago, all right? So there you go.
It's true.
You finally paid us back.
That is true.
All right, thank you for helping me promote my show.
Thanks, Bill.
I will talk to you later. See ya.
See you later. That's Bill Burr, Saturday, the park. Park MGM, 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. You can reach him out on Twitter if you don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't. At Bill Burr, host of the Monday Morning Podcast and F is for Family, Season 2, airing right now on Netflix. That was Bill Burr. If you missed any part of that, be sure to catch it on LVSportsNetwork.com after the show. Coming up next, the Nooner.